You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. You good with the Jawar Jordan, Nick Chubb, or probably, if I'm going to be entirely honest, I'm guessing a Nick Chubb, Jawar Jordan running back room for your game versus the Las Vegas Raiders, 713-572-4610. The reason why I ask it, fellas obviously getting their second day of practice of this week. Obviously, they practiced yesterday. And I read off some of the names of the players that returned to practice. But the guys that did not, that we did not see, or I say we, the fellows that are out there and the ladies that are out there covering practice, made mention of the fact that did not see Woody Marks, did not see Derek Stingley
right
out there for the second day of practice, which I think it is fair to then at that point question, all right, are they going to play? Or is this going to be something that shows up? Stingley is one that we talked a little bit about. I think you feel okay.
Well, I think he's going to play.
You think so?
I don't feel great about, you know, the long-term thing because it's been recurring. Same thing with Woody Marks. It's been a recurring and aggravating and re-aggravating his ankle. I don't feel great about it. But I don't know about Woody Marks playing just because they're probably going to need – I mean, that's his wheel, you know. But I think Stingley probably will end up playing.
So you got
although it's rare, you know, when they miss the two practices.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll see what it looks like with the official report. And, of course, coordinators talk today. I wonder if that comes up when Nick Caley is speaking. When Matt Burke is speaking for the Stingley portion of this. The Woody Marks thing gets a little interesting because I think I'm on record as saying I would like them to try and manage or give him some level of rest so that he is the best version of himself for the postseason, that it seems very abundantly likely that you will be participating in because he is the best running back option that you have. I think I could say that flatly. Is anybody going to fight me about it?
Nope.
Y'all fight me? Fig, you want to fight me about it?
Not What's here. Up? I ain't fighting in a minute.
He said, all right, let's go. What are we fighting
scrap
about?
In. A good 10-second scrap.
Because that's all we got.
That's all I got. That's all I got.
10 seconds. But no, I think we all...
He said, what's up?
We're all in that place where Woody Marks looks like he's the best that you have running the football, all things considered. How if he does not play, which it seems like it might just be from a basic health perspective for him to not play this week, but also maybe just a caution perspective, are you good with just having a Nick Chubb, Jawar Jordan running back room And how do you think that works? Because I said that in that order for a reason.
Yeah.
They have a lot of respect for Nick Chubb, even if he's coming off these ribs. I think that they would have Nick Chubb as running back one.
Oh, for sure. I don't even.
And then Jawar Jordan as a second.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Well, I'll put it this way. I like it this week. I think it's the perfect. If you're gonna sit Woody Marks, this is the week to do it. The Raiders are really bad, and you're a 14.5-point favorite.
That one shows up, doesn't it?
One way or another, you're going to win this game. And you mentioned during the break, they may not be too bad against the run.
Yeah.
But they're still really bad. And I'd rather take that risk with Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb absolutely, not only is going to start, probably get the vast majority of carries, too.
Yeah. I feel like I would want them to do the thing where they allow Jawar Jordan to get a lion's share of it. However, you got on one of the things, which is, I think that this defense, I'm looking at some of the statistics and I'm looking at them seeing, oh, there's mm-hmm. some things that probably don't line up as well as you would want in a vacuum. Now, you look at this defense for the Texans and that offense for the Raiders, and I'm pretty sure that at NRG Stadium that the dudes with the little pirates on their helmets are going to be getting proverbial swirlies the whole day, right? I feel like you, by the time the 60 minutes is on, them dudes on the offense are going to be sick of the concept of football. Mm-hmm. And I think that that should be enough in and of itself to help you win this football game. But if you look at it, the team that has the most stacked boxes in all of the NFL to this point, 14 weeks in the season, is the Las Vegas Raiders. And it's by a lot, friend.
Yeah.
It is by, I'm talking about like half of the time they have stacked boxes with a lot of bodies in the box. You think about the way that this team, this offensive line has been going. Mm-hmm. Yes, sometimes they get pushed, but even then, do they get pushed where they're manning up and they're getting everybody up to the second level and they're going to get good push there? I'm not certain about that. And on top of that, you can also look at yards before contact. Obviously, that's another thing that speaks to the offensive line and how much push they're able to get and how much they're able to create space for guys to run into, which I think you can make a fair argument is very much necessary for Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
And it's probably pretty necessary for Jawar Jordan as well. The best team when it comes to the lowest yards before contact allowed is the Las Vegas Raiders. There's some spunk to their defensive run stopping.
Right.
Now, what does that mean for the pass game? I don't know. And what does that mean for the offense at large? I'm actually very interested in thinking about this because this offense does significantly better when they can run the football. If these trends hold up in this game, which it's not inherent that they will, I want to make that note, that makes it a little bit more interesting to see what the pass game looks like, but also what a Jawar Jordan that we don't know exactly what he's giving you. He's given you a 101-yard game last week against a bad run defense.
Yeah.
What does that look like if he's not getting push? What does Nick Chubb look like if he's not getting push? Understanding that he doesn't have a lot of juice, and it's not like you're getting a lot of quick twitch out of him. I am very intrigued by this.
Well, you say it's an offense that does so much better when they run the ball a lot or have success. I don't know how much success is even going to matter. They're going to run the ball a lot no matter what. Now, does that turn
into the brick wall?
They just are. It's been proved. They've talked about it. They're going to keep running the ball. I don't mind it. You know, obviously you're right. You know, they do stack the boxes. They do have a relatively good run defense.
High stuff percentage as well.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, initiating contact. I don't think it's going to matter. And frankly, that might be a better recipe, a better reason to play Nick Chubb. Bigger dude.
Just let him batter into
I'm serious. Bigger dude, a little more power. You know, you don't need the 6 and 7 yarders. They have already said they don't care. I mean, they want them, but they don't care. They're going to run the ball no matter what. And if they stack the box, all of a sudden here comes that play action again.
Well, but the only thing that the idea of like being the battering ram kind of brings me to, though, is if you're having these, or we're running on first down and we're not getting anything, we're getting 1 yard.
Yeah, then you're behind the sticks and all that. Yeah.
Does that make, I mean, again, I'm not trying to be the dude who's creating fear out of nowhere. I still feel very confident about this Texans team in this game. But I think that that actually could put an interesting challenge in front of C.J. Stroud to some degree on, all right, just how far along is this offense right now? How much confidence is there built in this offense and their ability to move? Because it might be more on the shoulder of C.J. Stroud than it has been in the last few weeks anyways.
No, it might be, but I'm with you. I don't really – the numbers are there, but it doesn't really, you know, scare me, you know, so to speak. But it is more on C.J. Stroud. Maybe they throw the ball a little bit more. They actually did throw the ball a little bit more on first down this past week, so maybe that's the route.
And
it still comes down to his decisions.
And I think the obvious answer to that, I think the basic question of are you good with Jawar and Chubb running the football? Mm-hmm. I think yes. If for no other reason, then I think the end goal for me is give Woody Marks a breather, mm-hmm. an opportunity to get, as you mentioned, you called it his wheel, get that back spinning right. I also wanted to see what does Jawar Jordan have. This might not be the best canvas for that, though.
Mm-hmm. Like well, this, because of them.
Yeah, because of them. I'm almost now guarding myself from the knee-jerk reaction of, well, I guess the 101 yards was nothing because he's come out against the Raiders. I think the Raiders, they're a little bit more spunky stopping the run, but then at the same time also, I want to give him an opportunity because what happens if it looks good? Then that's probably the best answer that you get as to if you have something in Jawar
Jordan. I think we've kind of gotten swept up, and including myself, in just how good a game Jawar Jordan had. I'll be very surprised if he has more than 5 carries. Very surprised. I think they're going to go Chubb, and then when he's not on the field, you're going to see a Gumbawale in pass protection. It's just a matter of trust. I'm not saying he hasn't earned it. He probably has, but the way they operate, I'd be stunned.
He got to play to the point where it's hard to take him off the field.
Yeah, I'll be stunned.
He got to have those type touches. Of games, unfortunately.
Hell, we didn't get a 101-yard game out of Woody Marks, but we've had mm-hmm. games earlier in the season where it's like, oh, Woody Marks looked like he got something. Maybe they should use him more. And it was like, it took a while.
He had to play to a point where you can't keep him off the field.
That was Woody Marks.
Yeah. That's interesting. That's a great point of there. From the 832, baffles me how they refuse to bounce runs to the outside. They rarely do, but when they've had some success doing it. I feel like last week felt like a step forward. Zone.
He said bounce runs outside. D'Amico will rip your head off if you do that. D'Amico's all about, we don't need the negative plays. You know, that was a Bobby Slowick special. You know, the reverses and the pitches and going backwards and all that. I don't think you're ever going to see, like, encouraging the back to bounce it outside, if that's what he's talking about. Now, if you're talking about outside zones, that's different. They did some of that depending on the personnel. They did more of that with Jawar Jordan.
A lot of tosses. Another thing I'd be interested in. Now, again, I've been intrigued by seeing these numbers and being like, oh, okay, maybe I had not given enough credit to the Raiders and their clear willingness and a desire to stop the run. But I don't even know how beneficial going to the outside would be, although I think that feels like that works well for Jawar and what he does.
It seems working to the outside. More by design than anything.
Yeah, so that's another thing is just, and maybe this is a larger question about Nick Caley. Where are you? We've done these check-ins all season long. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're in a better place with Nick Caley and the way that he operates? What's happening here offensively?
Well, I feel it's because of C.J. Stroud. You know, the message has been received. And we talked earlier in the show about, you know, just how complimentary they've all been of Jerod Johnson and I think also Ben McDaniels and the entire offensive staff, you know, helping Nick Caley more and more. You know, actually, there was a moment, and you pointed it out, where C.J. Stroud said, yeah, they're putting plays in.
Yeah.
You know, Jerod Johnson's putting plays. It's not just like, hey, he's helping with my footwork and my, you know, between the ears game, so to speak. No, they're actually putting plays in, and that's a credit to Nick Caley, and I think that's where I am with this offense in terms of confidence. I think they've changed things up, you know, clearly for the positive, when especially in the passing game.
Yeah, that's a good point. You were mentioning earlier when you were going to grab some water, you think Matt Burke is you think he's getting a job this year?
I think he's at minimum going to get interviewed multiple times. You don't have a defense like that. I mean, it happens every year. We know this. It happens in college, happens in pro. You have a really, really good defense, really, really good year. That coach, that coordinator is going to be interviewed. And if he's impressive enough, which we know, Matt Burke is a really impressive dude, and he's impressive enough with, you know, what he offers that club, he's going to get a job. But I think he's going to get multiple interviews, Matt Burke.
Yeah, he's showing up on a few lists. I know the Ringer put up a list of kind of the coaching names to consider coming into the carousel. Matt Burke shows up 28th on this list, and even that feels kind of low.
Yeah.
That feels good from this perspective, because if teams start going and looking at coaches, and if they happen to fall along the same lines as what I believe Stephen Ruiz of the Ringer or whoever it was at the Ringer that put this together, Stephen Ruiz and Deontay Lee, then that would probably lean to him returning even after getting this love. But you were talking earlier about it today, like the coaching circumstance that this team has been put together under D'Amico Ryans. There's a number of names that you talk about, like, mm-hmm. you know, Jarrod Johnson, Ben McDaniel, the way that they have, mm-hmm. You know, clearly added into what Nick Haley is doing. If teams start looking for offense coordinators, are those guys that end up being poachable? Yeah. Matt Burke being poachable? And I wonder even how much further does that go? Does this season that the Texans have put together and what we could see as coaching-wise, mm-hmm. are other people around the league seeing that and maybe going, huh, D'Amico Ryans' system might be a place where we can pull guys that do things?
Yes, and in addition to that, I think all the coaches here, not Nick Haley yet, but I think all the coaches here already have had their names out there. I mean, Matt Burke has been around forever, and I think he's going to get some interviews. You know, you mentioned Jarrod. I think he has interviewed, right? He's interviewed for this one and other offensive coordinator jobs. So, yeah, I think that's going to happen.
The names that showed up most prominently here, though, on the list that I'm looking at, Robert Saleh. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, Mike McCarthy.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Good luck with that. Cliff Kingsbury is getting a lot of love.
Yeah, I can see that, too.
And he seems like he's now in a place where he will have an opportunity to pick his mm-hmm. job. Mm-hmm. The thing I've been trying to balance with Cliff Kingsbury is it clearly did not work in Arizona, and it felt like to that point in his career he'd been falling up.
Yeah.
Right? Hadn't been all that great at Tech. Obviously was decent enough at Tech. Gets an NFL job. The NFL job doesn't seem like it's going all that well. Mm-hmm. And then he gets this offense coordinator job. It does feel like he's done well enough offensively, and maybe he's learned something under Dan Quinn where if he picks his spot and does not have a circumstance like Arizona where, let's admit, wasn't the easiest and most fruitful place to be a beneficial place to be fruitful, he might actually find some success in this league.
I think he might, but I've been thinking lately that Cliff Kingsbury is kind of an offensive Wade Phillips. Really, really, really good coordinator. Excellent coordinator. Different story as a head coach. And so if he, you know, as a coordinator, I think he's exceptional, but I don't know about a head coach.
That has been my thought process. Yeah, yeah. And, but it's looking like, especially with how highly he's regarded, headed into this future carousel that's coming, that's there to round out the top five, but that's on this mm-hmm. list. Joe Brady, offensive coordinator for the Bills.
That's going to happen, right?
It feels like mm-hmm. you get a hot shot offensive play caller. That feels like a place to go. Yeah. This is the interesting one. When we talk about what the Kansas City Chiefs are, it feels like it's Steve Spagnuolo time, doesn't it?
It does. You would think should have happened probably 5 years ago.
That would absolutely hurt. What we talk about is that dynasty done, or are they going to have to find a way to reinvent themselves? Mm-hmm. A thing that has been a large part of keeping, sustaining that stuff as they've lost, you know, some talent mm-hmm. over the last few years, is that defense being so good. You lose to Steve Spagnuolo,
everything changes.
Wild. That's wild. Anyways, all right. We'll definitely have time when the season wraps up to have more conversations about that portion. But it came up kind of, I thought about that. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, about that time, we hand things over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What you got, man?
Yeah, so I'm going to keep the Christmas vibes going a little bit. I did the worst movies, Christmas movies yesterday. I got to get into a movie that I like a lot, which y'all probably know since I've been saying it all week. A little fun fact that happened in that movie.
Ooh, okay, so let's get some fun facts. I'm guessing this is Home Alone?
Yep.
Home Alone fun facts, next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. We are a week away from Christmas. Is it officially a week?
1 week from today.
Yeah, man. 1 week from today, it'd be Christmas. And I've been doing kind of a little Christmas thing throughout the Mixtape all week. And yesterday I did the worst Christmas movies, and one of those movies did not include Home Alone.
Right.
Thank God.
Well, everybody knew that.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm glad it didn't have that on there. I'm glad I ain't seen no hot take about Home Alone. But I did come across some fun facts about Home Alone. And this is one of those things, like all year round, every time I see them talking about the making of Home Alone and the music and all that stuff, I just tap in and just try to see what's going on. One of the fun facts that I ran across was about the one and only Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
He was on the show. He was the bad guy. And this is kind of off of his, you know, run of mobster movies and all that stuff. And he dipped it to the whole Christmas movie scene with Home Alone.
I mean, he was still the bad guy in it, so he wasn't too far from his mobster.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It wasn't like just bad guy. He was funny.
Effortlessly funny, seemingly.
Yeah, yeah. So here's a little fun fact about Joe Pesci in Home Alone and how he act on the set. And in this clip, you'll hear Macaulay Culkin kind of giving his thoughts on it, too.
Joe Pesci left Macaulay Culkin with a permanent souvenir. Pesci decided the best way to play a convincing child-terrorizing burglar was to actually terrify the child. He kept his distance from Macaulay Culkin on set. He never joked around with him. He barely even spoke to him. Basically, he treated Kevin McAllister like someone he fully intended to rob. And then came the finger incident. During rehearsal for the scene where Harry threatens to bite off Kevin's fingers, Pesci leaned in, stayed in character, and chomped down a little too hard. Hard enough to break the skin. Hard enough that Culkin still has the scar decades later. It was the only time the cast ever saw Pesci genuinely rattled. The man who played Tommy DeVito suddenly panicked because he'd accidentally injured a child.
He did it on purpose. He bit me. And I think he just meant to put his teeth on my finger, but he bit down a little harder than he thought. And I have a little Joe Pesci tooth mark scar right here on my finger.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. I think it's kind of cool, and it show you how serious he took this role too.
Yeah.
Because usually, I mean, I'm not an actor or anything, but I'm guessing a lot of people kind of have a relationship on the set and all that stuff. Anybody else probably would have talked to Macaulay and just kind of, hey, kid, you know, he kept his distance from him to kind of make them scared in real life type
method.
Method actor.
He went method.
It's always fascinating, like, the length these actors and actresses go.
My favorite part about the method actors are how the people who are not method talk about them.
Oh, yeah.
Because oftentimes it ranges from mild annoyance to, like, the worst of them, where they just absolutely hate it. Like, Jared Leto is a dude that has just gotten the worst.
Yeah.
People are just like, why is he like this?
Yeah.
Because what was it? The, which one of the, was it Suicide Squad or whatever one where he was the Joker?
Yeah.
And he was, like, leaving dead animals, like, in his coworkers' trailers and stuff. And they're like, dude.
Yeah,
you don't have to be like this. Why are you like this?
Yeah, no. It's crazy how people take roles so serious. Like we look at people whenever they do a role, we're like, man, they killed that role. But just the actor effect of it. A lot of people go to Tupac Shakur,
Heath Ledger.
Yeah,
like Heath Ledger. People said he became deranged himself.
Yeah, a lot of people feel like Tupac in the movie Juice. That was kind of the one thing that kind of set everything off. For Tupac's music career, as far as like the whole gangster life type.
Was it Daniel Day-Lewis that played Lincoln?
Yes.
Like, I remember some stories about that. Like, people said, that's Lincoln.
Yeah, but he's notoriously the dude that people used to. I wonder if that's still the case, would think of when people talk about method actors. Like, oh, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah. Like, the people were calling him, well, no, that's Abraham Lincoln. Okay.
That's got to be crazy, though, to just be like, For the period of me working on this, I am this character.
Yep.
Like, I got to go to the store and just be this person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
As I continue on the mixtape and the Loose Sports Radio.
Did we just move past the dude, like a grown man just biting a child and this being okay? Did we just move? I realized that.
He said he was rattled.
Yeah.
I guess he was a little nervous about that. But.
Yeah, I feel like he was like, here comes the lawsuit.
He drew blood on a child.
Here comes the lawsuit.
Yeah.
Hey, he took that role serious. Yeah. But it's the mixtape in the Loose Sports Radio 610. Speaking of Macaulay Culkin, did you know he's a diehard Rams fan?
I did not.
I did know this.
Him and his lovely wife.
I was like, are they officially married, Brenda Song?
Yeah.
They love the Rams.
Really?
They love the Rams.
You want to hear Macaulay Culkin kind of break down the Rams a little bit?
Yeah.
All right, here's Macaulay Culkin, and this was on Mythical Kitchen. I guess it's a show, some type of little cooking interview type show.
Okay.
Here's him talking about the Rams.
With the Rams defense giving up 30 fewer rushing yards per game this year, primarily out of nickel base, do you think there's a case to be made that Puna Ford was a more important acquisition than Devontae Adams?
You said the key word, Puna Ford, I swear. It's if he was 1 inch taller, if he was 6 feet tall, he'd be making bigger bank. He's got this little kind of stigma. Man, we haven't had a guy plug up the hole like that since Sue was on the team, really. That's what it's all about. Puna Ford is the quiet MVP of this season. You know, because that was a big hole in our defense was the run. And Puna, man, he does it. Unsung hero.
What's your biggest fear?
Not having Puna Ford on the Rams.
He knows ball. Puna is fantastic. Yeah. You talk about defensive tackles that do what they're supposed to do. Puna is really good, and he is on currently a 3-year, $27 million contract.
All right.
Yeah, make sure he don't get off the team. Otherwise, Macaulay might put some booby traps out there.
Around that sofa? Yeah, that'd be a problem.
Maybe he can thank Macaulay Culkin for that contract. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You got to pay that man.
Yeah, you better. You don't piss him and Brenda off.
Yeah,
you don't want both of them mad at you. Mm-hmm. Maybe one.
Yeah.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's Midstate in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's that time of the year, and everybody out there doing their shopping and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw that Mickey Mouse was in town doing some shopping at Walmart.
Mickey was? Yeah.
So let's go to KPRC2 Devin with this story about Mickey Mouse shopping in Walmart.
When you go grocery shopping, you expect fresh, not furry. But one video recorded inside this Walmart's produce aisle has shoppers doing double takes.
The video sent to KPRC2 News shows two rats scurrying across cucumbers and other vegetables in the fresh produce aisle at the Walmart on North Sam Houston Parkway East in Humble. In one video, the vermin are right under a sign that reads, Manager's Special. Brooklyn Bates, who lives in the area, says it's hard to believe.
I go shopping there.
As someone who helps run her mother's food truck, she says cleanliness is essential.
Being clean is the number one priority.
Her mother, who did not want to go on camera, says this Walmart is the one their family uses, mostly because it's close to home.
We bought apples and other vegetables and fruit.
Harris County Public Health did inspect the store after it says it received that video and four complaints. We're told they found a dead rat on a glue pad behind a cooler, but by that time, all of the affected products had been removed and sanitized. We want to mention that this store did get an overall score of 96, but it also got a citation. We understand there is another inspection scheduled before Christmas.
Yeah, there better be.
salute to Mickey Mouse.
No, you know what
getting
this
shopping
means?
Done, right?
What this means is Marvin Zindler been gone too long and everybody done gotten too quiet. We need a new Marvin Zindler to keep people on their toes.
Dude, I just called
what you
up
mean?
I just called up the video. That is.
Yeah.
That is
I couldn't even watch the video, man. I don't want to see all that, man.
Oh boy.
That is unbelievable, man. Just
I know that Walmart too, man. It's in my old hood.
Yeah.
I was about to say, like, does this count as a reminder of the PSA, make sure you wash your produce when you get to the house.
Oh, 100%, man.
That is
even before they get out on the shelves, you don't know what's going on in the trucks and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, you have to. Big time. Fruit, everything.
By the way, Malik Collins as an interior defensive line makes more than Puna Ford.
Oh, wow.
On an average annual value basis.
Dang.
Yeah, hey, he might be, McCauley, no ball.
Yeah, he do. Yeah. He do, man. It's the Midstate in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. I'll get you guys out of here on this. How shocked would you be if your significant other knew a lot about football as far as like plays and different stuff like that. Like, will it shock you if Jan was like, "Oh, man, you should have threw a post right there"?
Not a lot, not a whole lot. She's a knowledgeable fan, but she's not an X's and O's person. But
you wouldn't be shocked that she threw out some X's and O's.
She's probably picked up enough.
And like, man, they need to go back to the RPO.
Yeah, she's probably picked up enough. I mean, she knows what an RPO is.
Where have you been? Who have you been talking to?
Yeah, she knows what an RPO is, but I wouldn't. She wouldn't go around quoting it and demanding it or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Well, slightly surprised.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'd be surprised if my lady came out and said, "Yeah, it probably should have went with the RPO over there." I'm like, "Wait, what? Who are you? Wait, what?" But apparently, this is exactly what happened to a guy who was playing NCAA football. Mm-hmm. He's sitting there playing. His girlfriend was probably just sitting there watching him play, and she decided to do this.
Why didn't you run a RPO?
Because my wide receiver is not fast enough. And my quarterback doesn't have the ratings.
He didn't
right
even
now.
Realize
really
what she asked.
There we go. There we go. Come on. No!
You should have done a screen pass.
Now he's looking at it.
Huh?
Yeah.
I should have done a what?
Screen pass.
A screen pass?
Yeah.
You know what a screen pass is?
Yeah.
And wait a minute. Did you just say I should run an RPO?
Yes.
I should run an RPO.
Mm-hmm.
You know what an RPO
Someone
is?
It doesn't sound coachable.
How the heck do you know what an RPO is?
Don't worry about it. Just run it.
And a screen pass.
I haven't paid attention.
No, you haven't.
Here's a little more. She kind of took it up a notch.
Who have you been talking?
Hey, yeah. Coach is telling you to run the damn RPO. Yeah. Run the RPO, son.
Yeah, here's a little more. She took it up a little notch.
RPO.
That is very odd. And I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with you knowing football terms. There it is. You idiot.
Could have been a post.
Get out.
Get out.
How do you know this stuff? Who you been talking to?
There you go. That's the
Who
question.
Told you this? Post, RPO, screen pass? You've never once ever said that, and we've watched football for years, and you're oblivious. Who told you this?
I've been paying attention this whole time.
She's lying her ass.
She's chuckling the whole time. See, if she sold this, I think she could have really sent him to like the netherworlds where his brain is just like, what happened?
Yeah, no,
where have I been?
The funniest part was the first time she said she should have ran an RPO. He was like,
He's like, I couldn't do it because of the way they had the defense up.
And he goes, I'm like, he answered the question.
And he goes, wait a minute. By the way, what's the answer? How did she...
Now, it's a trend on social media. Just kind of throw football terms out at your boyfriend while you're watching the game or playing the video game.
I think usually the way it happens is someone who does know, like trying to kind of coaches them up as to like, this is what you say, and then they go and they throw
another,
it out there.
Another funny one is when a woman is listening to like some hardcore hip hop that knowing she won't listen to, like if my wife was listening to... let's say Jadakiss or something like that.
Yeah. Your wife doesn't like Jadakiss?
She actually do because of me.
Gotcha.
But she don't listen in that type of hardcore, scaring the holes type music. Mm-hmm. But if...
I thought we had done such a good job of not using that word on this program.
Hey, man, that's a term, man.
It is.
That's a term. We in Houston.
Yeah.
But that's always a funny thing, when a funny bit when a woman is, you know, put a hat in their car or something like that, or put the seat way back in the passenger seat. Like, who was in your car? Just kind of tick off the dude.
It's the basis of comedy. Expectation subversion. You expect that your lady, if she's not a like giant football fan, because some ladies are
some people. Yeah, there's a lot of women that know what RPOs and stuff.
Without question. But then if you're like, I know my lady don't give a damn about football, and all of a sudden she come in here talking like D'Amico Ryans, you're like, hold on.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Nah, that would be a red flag for me. If my wife came in talking about, he should have ran the RPO. Like, what?
I like the last one best. It's real nonchalant. Should have run a post.
He was just like, get out.
Get out. Get out.
He had to pause the game and everything. Like, wait a minute.
Get out. Should have run a post, I'm telling you.
Without question.
Yeah.
So there you go. Oh, man, that was fun. Appreciate you for yet another fantastic edition of the Mixtape. 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at The Figgy Fig on social media. if you see something mixtape worthy. All right, you're in the loop. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the Drive who are out at the Buffalo Wild Wings there off of Washington. What did you say, Midtown?
Yeah, what you called? Midtown.
All right. I didn't even say an address this time. Like, I didn't even. All right, whatever.
Right there in Midtown.
You wanted to.
Right there in Midtown. That's the address.
You don't know me. You're not my. You're not my dad. Yeah. But before we get there, I did want to talk a little bit about. There's been a little bit of audio when it comes to the Rockets before they get to their New Orleans game. Steven Adams, in particular, had to clear some stuff up about the way his diet goes. Let's hear that next. Gotta love Christmas time. If for no other reason, then it encourages people to just bake. Mm-hmm. We just got cookies up here. It's just cookies sitting in the kitchen.
And we partook.
I was like, I don't even know who it came from.
I don't care.
It just said take.
Oh, Mr. Oh, who knows what they have in their kitchen. He scooped up too.
That's right.
You are. Sir.
Hey, the person that made those cookies had cats all over the counter.
You, sir, are a hypocrite.
It'd be like that sometimes.
you don't see the cat print in the cookie?
Oh, I don't want to eat it.
Have you seen the video of some woman like you literally putting her cat's paws into cookies?
Yeah. I seen one doing the dog one. Yeah.
Unbelievable. I mean, clearly this is rage bait, right? Like, clearly these are people that are like, I'm trying to make folks mad.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if people was really doing that.
I am not going to eat a Thanksgiving potluck, but who made those cookies? I don't care.
The same person that made the potluck.
That's right.
Yeah, but I'm a lot less likely to get sick off of cookies than...
Based on what?
Trust me, bro.
Why you giving Reggie a hard time, man?
Based on what?
You can't turn down no cookies.
I mean,
you could turn down some corn casserole or something. Green bean casserole.
This is why I like you, Fizz.
You can't turn down no cookies.
Fig understands it. All right. Speaking of eating, Steven Adams, big man, big role for your Houston Rockets. Important in what you do. The double big has been huge. He and Reed Shepherd sat down. On the Old Man of the Three podcast, or actually I think they call it the Young Man of the Three with J.J. Redick off to do coaching things.
Yeah.
But one of the topics that came up was his diet. And there was always talk about him being on the carnivore diet when he was in Memphis. It seems like
sounds like he still is.
It seems like it's been adjusted, like technically.
Oh, you mean eggs? Those aren't animals.
It has been adjusted, but they were talking about his diet a little bit on the podcast. Let's start with cut one here, if you don't mind, Fig, where he was talking about his post-game meal, what that looks like.
So after the game, I'll have probably like 2.5 steaks. Yeah, 2.5 ribeyes.
No utensils. Straight hands. Just straight hands.
My defense, it's my defense, just saying, when you're eating steak, I'm just saying, you will not burn your tongue ever if you eat with your hands. You know that's a good argument. You will never, ever do that. I just saying.
So if you're eating with your hands, is there any sauce? Is there any like...
No. You don't do sauce, man. Just get a well-cooked piece of beef,
just
mate.
A well-cooked...
No, mate.
Well, that was a dumb question.
And that's what... You can hear it in Steven Adams' response. What are you talking about? He's like, what you mean? You think I'm putting Heinz 57? I'm rubbing it all in my hands.
But see, the thing is, it's one thing if using a plate and utensils, but if he's just using his hands, why would he use some sauce?
Well, you might dip it in some sauce like a big ass chicken nugget of sorts.
Yeah, if it was a chicken nugget, but not a ribeye. And by the way,
two and a half. How does that happen?
The way these big dudes eat is. Did you hear his breakfast?
No.
His breakfast was a pound of ground beef, and 6 eggs.
Man,
sounds delicious.
My sister got a diet somewhat like that.
She weightlifts, doesn't she?
Yeah. She a professional bodybuilder, and I tried to get on that same diet. Man, I was bloated coming up in here, man. I'm like, man, all this ground beef.
Yeah, pound of ground beef and 6 eggs is his breakfast, and he eats it in the meeting room. That's what Reed Shepherd was talking about. Like, he heats it up and opens the, I guess, Tupperware or whatever, and everybody just starts, you know, like. That's a strong smell.
Well, yeah.
But again, who's going to tell him? Like, who's going to say, hey, man, stop
doing that? Say it to
that.
My face, yeah, mate.
And what's funny is he's such a nice dude, but he also looks like a pirate.
Yes.
So I don't, I was like, I don't know how comfortable I'd be. Hey, man, your lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Your lunch is affecting the rest of us.
And by the way.
I think he is right, though, in the.
I was just going to say, while he is accurate that if you eat with your hands 2.5 steaks, you will never burn your mouth. I mean, there are a lot of other ways you can do that.
Yeah, like, or we could just be patient.
Yes, you know, kind of blow on it with a fork and knife, you know.
I love that it's clear that he's had to have this discussion before.
Yes, he was ready.
He was like, I know what my response is when they say, what the hell is wrong with you for eating with your hands? He's like, well, you're not going to burn your tongue, huh?
You might burn your fingers,
huh?
But you don't do that with a fork and knife.
Can you give me cut two here? This is him talking about eating by category.
He said he normally goes to like 3 restaurants in a row. So he'll go to like a steakhouse, and then we were at Catch. So now he's at Catch, and he was like, I'm going to go to like a ramen spot, a ramen spot. I'm like, what? So he goes to like 3 different restaurants, like back to back to back, just to eat.
It's kind of weird. Like, I don't know, mentally, it's like I get full of one cuisine. That's why I try and like mix it around. Like, yeah. I can still, so if I just have steak, I could do that. And then it'll get to a point, I'm like, all right. But then if I go have like Vietnamese, I could crush that again too. So then I'll start back up.
So it like resets.
It just resets for some reason. Like
3
whatever.
Full meals.
Yes.
Let me find out that Stephen Adams is a cow.
Yeah.
Where he's just like, the stomach that I have for steak is full. So now let's go to the stomach for Vietnamese.
3 stomachs? Yeah. I don't mind the concept. What blew me away.
Wait, you don't mind the concept stopping at multiple restaurants on way home?
Like, I want to taste this and then, you know, completely shift gears and go get something else. What blew me away was he went from a steakhouse. It wasn't just like, I'm going to have a little piece of steak here and then I'm going to go get some ramen. No, he went from a steakhouse to Katz's Deli. You seen a sandwich at Katz's?
I have. I have. And that's about all I see because it covers the entirety of my vision.
He goes, I'm going to have a little steak, you know, 2.5, and then I'm going to Katz's.
He lives in the perfect city for this, though.
Oh,
like,
my God. Yeah. Yes.
I can only imagine him trying to do this in Memphis compared to doing this in Houston. Mm-hmm. And no, like, that's not shade to Memphis. We just know. We got a lot of everything.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. I can only imagine what his drive home is from the arena. It sounds like he could put it down. He could probably stop at like 5 different restaurants cuisines.
All he got to do is drive across Westheimer.
Oh, yeah.
I stop here. Oh,
anywhere.
Yeah, you get all type of different foods. Mm-hmm.
And then you were saluting this again. This was Stephen Adams, Reed Shepherd on the Old Man of 3 podcast talking about, you know, what the room smelled like when that's the case.
He said he normally goes to like 3 restaurants in a row. So he'll go to like a steakhouse, and then we were at Catch. So now he's at Catch. And he was like, I'm going to go to like a ramen spot, a ramen spot. I'm like,
it's the same one, isn't it?
Yeah, so he goes like 3 different restaurants.
Yeah. But he was talking.
This is the third one. Sorry.
He probably repeated. Go ahead.
Restaurants like back to back to back just to eat.
It's kind of weird. Like,
okay. No, we did that one too. No, but he was talking about the breakfast in the meeting room, and that's where he eats the pound
of
ground beef and 6 eggs. But again, I go back to like, who's going to tell him, hey, man, can you just eat that somewhere else? No, nobody.
Nobody's making a move.
Nobody's going to say
that. 979 on Stephen Adams. He's the second best athlete in his family. Yeah, his sister Valerie is a huge Olympic champion, and she big dogs him. Because I think she also speaks better. I believe it's Maori, the language, their ancestral language. I'm pretty sure she speaks better, so they're all on him that way. But no, that's a little fun aspect of Stephen Adams in the rapport that him and Reed have. It's really cool. It seems like this team has a really good rapport.
Yeah.
Maybe we get to it tomorrow, like, because you had this podcast come out, but you also had KD with Fred VanVleet on a podcast, and there was a lot of interesting things that came out of that, including just the idea that there's so much, they understand that there's so much more for them to dig into with this team and what they're capable of, even with how good it looks right now. And you sure hope so, because as of right now, if I asked you the question, how good are the Rockets, or where do they actually stand in the West for you amongst the best? Because I know that they were number 2 seed last year, and there's kind of an expectation that, can you be the second best team in the West? Mm-hmm. Where do they actually stand right now? Because I think you probably have to go with the team that has only lost, like, what, 2 games thus far with the Thunder.
I was going
to
say there's...
The Nuggets, as of right now, especially considering they've won these games without having their full complement, has been, I think that they're probably better than you. Is that where it stops? Are there any other teams that you go, the Rockets are still behind in their quest in the West?
I think the NBA is, there's always, it's more of a tier league at this point. And I'm going to go ahead and put the Nuggets and Thunder in the same tier. I think, you know, they're getting some players back. Obviously, they've been there and they've done that. You would think the Thunder are in their own class, but I'm going to put the Thunder and the Nuggets in the same tier. And then I think it's Lakers and Spurs in the same tier. The Spurs have only played three games with their full allotment of players, and they are 18-7, and they've won, I think they won 9 out of 12 without Wembanyama, and they're just starting to get their feet under them. And then you have the rest, and Rockets probably right behind that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.